Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next up on News for the Soul, one of the new shows on the network, Conscious Infinity with Rebecca Wiley. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Rebecca, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here again. How are you?
Doing well. Enjoying the ride. How about yourself?
I'm doing great as well. Thank you.
So let's get you to reintroduce yourself and your show and what's up for today.
Oh, sure. Okay. My name is Rebecca Wiley with Conscious Infinity. And today I'm going to talk about twin flames and twin flame reunions. How do you know if you meet your twin flame? Can anyone meet their twin flame? And the relevance of the twin flame reunion now with everything that's going on. Okay, so I'll just go ahead and get right into it. And what I've done is I've actually taken a lot of questions that like a lot of my students or clients have in reference to twin flames. I believe there's a lot of twin flame misconceptions out there as well. You know, it's difficult because when you're dealing with spirit, you know, you've got a lot of people that are channeling different things and then they're writing their channeling down. And sometimes it's difficult for people to make sense of what is going on. And a lot of times people feel lost in love and sort of desperate, and they call and they want sessions, and just they don't know what's going on. They feel like this is outside of them, like it's something that is happening to them rather than something that they can just step in their power. So that's something that I want to clarify as well. So I believe right now, you know, in my channelings, that this is huge for twin flame reunions, because, you know, when twin flames unite and they allow themselves to get into that deep intimacy with one another, they are activating portals. And it's through these portals that we're able to bring like the new heaven to earth. And I know from my own personal twin flame experience, you know, I had a lot of channelings before my twin flame and I got married February 20th. And, you know, everything that I was told through my own guardian parents, you know, started coming true with this twin flame reunion. So I'm going to reference that a lot. I do have a podcast that I'm actually releasing now. It's tomorrow. It's called Upside Down Mirror. And it's a very, very interesting journey of my twin flame reunion, you know, from the false twin flame to the true twin flame. Okay, so a twin flame, if you think about twin, it's a mirror reflection of you. It's one soul signature. So you're not just talking about a soul that is here to help you be harmonious on your journey. You're talking about that mirror of you that you need during whatever time you're in your life. So in the first part of my life, I remember attracting a lot of soulmates. And a soulmate is someone that can help you work through your karma, can help you learn what your values and morals are in life, help you learn what love is, what acceptance is. It's soulmates are beautiful. You know, they can help you work through karmic connections. It can be either with a soulmate, it doesn't have to be all harmonious. You can also fight and have issues with soulmates, but there's always kind of a rhyme and reason behind it. But the difference for me with a soulmate is a soulmate, when I was with my soulmates, it's kind of like, okay, I didn't really want to move too far beyond myself. You know, oh, this person and I have so much in common. You know, we like the same type of music. We both like to go to bed at 10, you know, and that's great, because you can have twin flames have a lot in common too. But with the twin flame journey, it's like this person is pulling the mirror out of you, you know, and it's the aspects out of you that you do and don't want to see. And so that is the, in a nutshell, that's the main difference that I find between the soulmate and twin flame. One of the misconceptions that I believe, and I've heard a lot, and even in my journey, you know, and I remember feeling kind of depressed about this, it was like, not everybody can meet their twin flame. Maybe your twin flame's not incarnate. Maybe your twin flame isn't in the physical realm. So maybe three lifetimes from now, you'll meet your twin flame, and you're just going to meet your soulmate at this time. You know, I connected to spirit. You're not saying that I'm right, but with my connections with spirit and my channelings, it's like, no, everybody has a fair chance at their twin flame. Their twin flame is the mirror aspect of themselves. So when people think of twin flame reunions, they have an ideal of that being that perfect harmonious relationship. In order to develop that perfect harmonious relationship, you know, you need to get into that God self within. You need to access unconditional love. There's a lot of work to be done. So what I tell people is, if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to release your programs, your fears, the vows, those commitments and contracts that have been holding you back, you know, release your paradigms, get through your scripts. If you're willing to evolve, then you 100% can reach that twin flame stage in this lifehood. I believe with spiritual work, you know, through the different things I do, even like theta healing, that you can basically accomplish in quote unquote 500 lifetimes, or accomplish in this lifetime what you would have accomplished in 500 lifetimes, just depending on the work you do for yourself. And that's where I talked about last time. I think that's where ayahuasca comes in really strong as well for me. Okay, so I remember the first time I manifested a twin flame. I was sitting in my tub, you know, and I thought like I knew everything at this point. I thought, okay, I'm totally out of my ego. I'm selfless. I'm in my heart. You know, I'm ready for this. I'm ready to meet my twin flame. Bring it on. So I sat in the tub and I called in Saint Germain, which Saint Germain helps with the twin flame reunions and manifestation, the violet purple flame. I surrounded myself with a violet purple flame, relaxed, and said, okay, I'm ready to meet my twin flame. And kind of forgot about it, you know, and then 2 weeks later, I go to, and this is in my podcast, I get more in detail, but like I go to the place where I met him, and he says to me, you know, and it was a very professional setting, so it wasn't like spiritual or anything like that. This was a professional setting and professional environment. He says to me, you manifested me here, which was not at all what you would expected for the meeting we were having. It'd be like having a business dinner and then someone saying that to you. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, you know, you manifested me here. And I said, I do many manifestations. Like, you know, what are you talking about? And then he kind of just smiled at me. And I remember thinking, well, this is really, really bizarre. And then I remembered my twin flame manifestation. However, he would be known as my false twin flame. You know, if you're reading articles and books about false twin flame versus real twin flames, he's not the guy I married. But he would be considered, if I were to reflect on it, my false twin flame. However, he wasn't really a false twin flame because he was what I was putting out at that time. You know, in my mirror, because the mirror is the stuff that you're willing to put out there and the stuff that you're not willing to put out there. So if you were going to take what you don't like and put it in a closet and slam the door shut, like abandonment, rejection, fear, not feeling worthy, you know, making sure your desires are hidden, you know, feeling like, you know, like sex is bad or whatever, and you're going to try to hide that, that a soulmate might respect that, and you might live your relationship with those shadows hidden. But a twin flame is going to pull that stuff out. So that's where the quote-unquote false twin flame relationships come in. The false twin relationship is a relationship that is meant to help you release your shadows. It feels at times, it's awful. It feels like, what have I gotten myself into? Tumultuous, abusive, you know, everything that you're pulling your shadows out would cause. So if you have abandonment issues or rejection issues, and you have trouble with accepting true intimacy in your life, then your twin flame might be someone who brings out those abandonment issues and rejection issues and actually does those horrible things to you so that you can get through. Because once, you know, once you tear open a cut, you know, if you're going to like make something raw, then it can reheal. And that's what I think that false twin flame does. It's like what you need at that time. Now, when you're in it, it definitely feels like it's like you're a victim. Like, okay, this is something that's being done to me. I've met this person at first. It's always amazing because, you know, with the twin flame, that chemistry is just phenomenal. It's like whether it's a false twin flame or the real twin flame, it's like this amazing attraction to one another. Like, oh, wow, like this is a part of me that is now coming back, whether that be the shadow aspect of you or whatever, it's still part of you. So it can be very intense and quite amazing, you know, especially sexually when you meet that twin flame. So, you know, with that whole quote unquote false twin flame relationship, it's like, okay, you get through that honeymoon period and then you start to realize how many wounds that you do have, what you haven't worked through in your life. So once again, a lot of people might decide to shut down at that point and be like, I don't really even want to deal with this in any lifetime. So they might decide, okay, I just want to stay with soulmates. I just want to, you know, have a good, peaceful soulmate relationship for the rest of my life. And that might be where you won't meet that twin flame in this life with them because you just, that's not your intention. So if you put your intention out there to meet your twin flame, then it's going to happen. The twin flame, you know, once I've worked with a lot of people in my, and really channel my own stuff around this, the twin flame is you because we're all one. Basically, you finding you. And you finding you when you're all messed up with major issues is going to look different than you finding you when you work through that stuff. So it's kind of like an essence, a twin flame essence that goes from person to person until you find that person that can embody the purity of who you really are. So that's why they say once you find your true twin flame, then you don't have to be in this 3D reality anymore. You're not reborn into another life because you've kind of gotten what you're here for. Because remember, I said this last time, the goal is to unconditionally love yourself, to accept that unconditional love within, which is that God self. And once you completely accept that, think through your heart space, then you get into a place of enlightenment where you're not functioning from the ego. And then I don't think that we need to come back to the human world anymore because we're not ego-based. We've gotten through all that. So that twin flame is basically a reflection of that. So when people call me, because I have a lot of clients who will call, and I'm going to be honest, it's mainly females. I think males go through it too. But in my personal experience with my clients, males are less likely to really call me about this type of stuff, but the females will call and say, wow, I'm devastated. I'm beyond grief stricken. You know, I just feel like I'm going to die. Like there's no way I'm going to get over this. This is horrible. You know, I can't believe how much this person has rejected me, abandoned me, and, you know, left me by the wayside. And then I always remind them, okay, this is you playing out your inner world. Okay. So you're figuring out your inner world. You're working through your shadows, and this is that movie. So I know that it's hard to blame yourself. I'm not saying, you know, don't go into hating yourself, but let's take some accountability for this and think if this person, you know, if it's a female that I'm working with and she's dating a man, this person, if he's totally ignoring you for weeks at a time, which is a lot of what I hear, then there's a part of you that's not ready to have that intimacy that you think you want in your brain. And I'll do certain exercises with people that are telltale signs of that. And usually they find that out. They're like, yeah, I'm not as ready as I thought. Well, okay, let's work through that. And then things will shift. And when things shift, that could be that person totally being what you want, or it could be the twin flame essence goes to a person who can accept you, but that person will come in. And the exercise that I often do for that, just to let people know in case they want to try that, is you know, take a deep breath. Once again, go into your heart space. The heart space is huge right now. We need to be able to think in our heart, connect our brains in our heart together. And then imagine that your home is in your heart. Like, this is your home. So you go into your heart space and decorate how decorate that how you want. You know, this is your space. And then invite someone in. Invite someone into that heart space. Notice what you're feeling. That person's sitting right next to you. They're right next to you. Now they're not just right next to you. I mean, this is 24/7, they're right next to you, but now they're right on top of you and they become you, and your heart beats one with their heartbeat. And what I've noticed is when I do that exercise with clients who aren't quite ready, they start to kind of fidget or they feel uncomfortable and they're like, well, that doesn't feel good. You know, one girl I worked with was like, well, you know, I go to his house. He doesn't come to mine. And, you know, her heart was a representation of her house at that time. And this guy that she was complaining to me about, you know, that quote unquote false twin flame, she would go to his house. He would never come to hers. And he was just rejecting her. So, you know, that's something her and I had to work through. And when we worked through her stuff, she was able to get further with him. So when you encounter a false twin flame, just know that that is you working on you. And then when you get to that quote, unquote, true twin flame, that is, and when you get to the true twin flame, I'm not saying there's not work, because there's always work to be done. But it's, you find that you're more comfortable within yourself. It's not necessarily you guys fighting all day, you know, every day about abandonment, rejection, jealousy, all that. It's more like, okay, we've come together. We've built this foundation physically, spiritually, emotionally together. And now we can take more of a humanitarian type of stance where we can then start activating the collective. And this is where, you know, this is also very important. Whenever we work on ourselves, which is what twin flame relationships make us do, which is why I think it's a good intent for anybody to have to meet a twin flame relationship, we have to get into the heart space and get into the level of intimacy that really we've never experienced before. When I think of a true twin flame relationship, I'm thinking like, wow, like best friends, like letting that person see 100% of you, totally exposing yourself, complete vulnerability, trust, you know, loyalty, honor, humility. You know, I'm thinking about all that Christ consciousness stuff. Well, in order to get to that place with somebody else, you've got to really work on that within yourself. So the twin flame is a reflection of where you're at. So when you get to that space, you are then activating your own kundalini. And I like to also describe the twin flame relationship as a kundalini experience. So in order for you to get to that place in your heart where you've embodied all of those, the unconditional love and being worthy and authenticity and not living through the ego, you have got to work through, once again, your programs and your fears. When you do that, your chakras clear. You know, the chakras, the seven chakras in the body, and there's more chakras as well, but your chakras clear. As each chakra clears, it communicates with the other chakras, so that's where you get the kundalini experience. You get that whole snake. The snake is a representation of the energy that's going from the base of the spine up to the central nervous system and connecting to creator of all that is. So you're clearing all of your chakras, realizing that you're one with source, and you're allowing yourself to have that complete connection without any fears or ego involved. That is the kundalini activation. The reason why people will say, you know, I'm going to go, you know, I went to a kundalini psychosis, it could be because as they're working on this clearing, they're not in their heart the way they should be. And I've seen that, like, if people are trying to work rapidly on their issues and they're not embodied in their heart is where kind of those, you know, I'm just using the word psychosis because they call it like a kundalini psychosis. That's where that can exist, but it's not really you're crazy. It just means that you're releasing. So in order to get in your place of empowerment or your command center, that's in the heart space. And when you're in your command center, things go a lot smoother. So, you know, when you're working on kundalini, I highly recommend that. But part of the kundalini activation And the ability to get to the place that I'm talking about is by balancing the divine feminine and the divine masculine within yourself. You can't be too much in the feminine and you can't be too much in the masculine. So this is where trust, surrendering, but yet being flexible and nurturing and being able to be creative and in touch with your child self is really important. It is that balance of the feminine and masculine. So how to activate your Kundalini snake is to clear the chakras, work on yourself, balance the divine feminine with the divine masculine, okay, and then your Kundalini is activated. So that could be the Kundalini activation could happen during a false twin flame relationship because you're working on your stuff. However, the true twin flame comes in, you know, when you're at a balance and that Kundalini snake is activated with the balance of the divine feminine and divine masculine. So you can think of two snakes. You can think of the masculine snake, the feminine snake within you becoming one snake because of the balance, and you then are one within yourself. So then you can embody either a divine masculine or a divine feminine, you know, either one. But I'm just going to use a very traditional example right now, and this is not the only example. Let's say that I'm the embodiment of divine feminine. I then balance my masculine and feminine, and I'm the embodiment of divine feminine. Okay, my husband, you know, he works through his stuff. He does the same thing. He balances his feminine, his masculine snake, and then he's the embodiment of the divine masculine. So now we have the divine feminine snake, the divine masculine snake, and then when we come together, we are the embodiment of that divine masculine and feminine as well. And the amount of DNA that activates at that time is huge. As you work on yourself, as you get into that authentic self, that purpose, that unconditional love, and attract your twin flame, you are then activating these codes within the DNA or the dormant DNA that has been sleeping within us because you are no longer living through the ego. When you activate that DNA is when, I mean, portals of magic will open around you. And that is so much needed in the world right now because there is such a draconian force trying to work to keep our DNA asleep. So that's why it's so important to work on that twin flame reunion, you know, work on that union within yourself. And then the law of attraction is that twin flame because the portals that you open, the DNA activations that happen are incredible. And what I've noticed is when you activate this DNA, it's like you're living in portals of manifestation. Like when you think something, it happens. You know, you're attracting like frequency. It's like miracles and magic are in your life. And then not only that, you're contagious. You're activating that 144,000. You are activating other people who are around you just by thinking about them or by bringing them into your experience. You're the fire that they get a torch from. So this is a contagious movement. And with this movement, we are then bringing, you know, like a good way to say this, heaven to earth. We are bringing in the new world because right now there is that kind of split, you know, what's going to happen. And what I feel like is I feel like we are bringing forth a beautiful new world, a new earth where we are living love like we've never lived love before. So, you know, what the Kundalini, DNA activation is very big within the twin flame reunion. You're activating DNA that would be like starseed frequency DNA, you know, Arcturian, people use Pleiadian, you know, people use different terms for it, but it's higher vibrational frequencies. You know, you're activating that DNA. You're remembering where you came from. And, you know, we're living a human experience. We're not stuck human souls. You know, we have so many abilities that we can tap into. And by activating this DNA, you're tapping into these abilities. Like we had talked about on the last podcast, you know, teletransportation is even possible. So you can create, just like I said, miracles. And I'm going to talk about this too in the show. You know, one way to do this is through Tantra as well. And, you know, I know my husband and I, we do sex magic all the time. And basically what that is it's like the twin flame reunion. And what you're doing is you are thinking about things that you want to create in your life, you know, whether it be, you know, blissful days, healthy family, businesses, you know, whatever it is that you choose to manifest, what you're doing is you are talking with that person and you're saying, okay, what is it that we want to create together? And then you're saying, okay, is there any blocks or programs that we have that we know are getting in the way that we need to work through? Is there any resentments we need to work through with one another? And then once you've, you know, worked that out, you take that manifestation, put it in this beautiful ball within your sacral chakras. And then when you make love and you do the tantra and you have that beautiful tantric orgasm, you're orgasming your manifestation into the highest frequency you can imagine, into that God energy. And then, wow, your manifestations happen very, 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 very fast because you're not just doing it with yourself. You're doing it with your twin flame and you two have created this life together. So there's such magic in this process. One thing I do want to talk about too is people who are experiencing like grief during these twin flame reunions, because there are definitely phases. You know, I talk about that in my podcast. I'm making it sound so great right now, but wow, I went through some literal hell. And there's a lot of times where I was just like, you know, what's happening here? Like, I feel cursed. So, you know, one thing Spirit taught me was, like, let's say you're in a situation where you're feeling, like, really just down and sad and, like, rejected, and you're having grief because you feel like you've missed someone so bad, like the false twin flame or even your real twin flame. And I actually healed in, like, 5 seconds when Spirit did this for me. And I was laying in my bed, and Spirit came down and said, what is it that he has, that you think he has of yours? You know, and they're like, you feel empty. What is it that you've given him? And so then I went inside, and I was like, oh, gosh, I felt so blissful with him. I just felt so complete. I just elicited that feeling that I had with him, the completeness, the laughing, the, you know, just everything I loved about him. And they said, okay, that's you. That is part of you that you are giving him, because you should never feel this sad when you're alone. So take it back. That's you. That's your stuff that you've given him. You've given him control over your bliss. So I commanded that back, imprinted on the energy that I thought I could only get when I was around him. And I commanded it back. And within 5 seconds, I mean, it was a miracle. I just completely healed, like, at least for a couple of days. You know, I felt so at peace, and I was like, I can't even believe that. So, like, I did a meditation for my clients in reference to that, you know. But I'm telling you, just if that ever happens to you, just command back what you've given that person. You know, what it is that you think only he can give you, because that's a part of you. Okay, so I do want to go into talking about also that the cycles of the twin flames. Like I said, everybody can manifest their twin flames, but it's not going to be perfect. It's perfect in its own way, you know what I mean? But it's not like the perfect love story where there's no suffering or sacrifice involved. You have to be willing to surrender. Surrender is a huge thing when you manifest a twin flame. And vulnerability, which is surrender, you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable in ways that you've never done before. Because whenever you're manifesting a twin flame, the level of intimacy that you're asking for, I don't see that much in the world. I actually don't. You know, you're talking about the level of intimacy where you're sharing everything about yourself. Some of the techniques that I highly recommend for people is breathing each other's breath, okay, because now we're kind of going into the tantra aspect of it. Breathing each other's breath, because when you breathe each other's breath, you are breathing in each other's life force. Looking into each other's eyes. You know, you're looking into each other's eyes, really getting to connect and know one another. And this is the beginning stages of Tantra. Tantra is about living in the moment, in the here and now, not thinking about the past, not thinking about the future, but knowing you're in this moment and loving every single aspect of it. So when you do things like look in that person's eyes or breathe that person's breath, it is actually difficult to think about anything else. And people get uncomfortable doing this, but when you start breathing the person's breath in, the next part of that is actually what's called the microcosmic orbit. And what the microcosmic orbit is where your energy start to circulate. They start to combine together. So if you can imagine your own orbit, your own Kundalini orbit in your body, you know, we do that by ourselves, but then imagine his Kundalini going into you, your Kundalini going into him, and it becoming an orbit, it becoming a way to communicate. So that is a huge tantra technique that I highly recommend when you are in the process of blending a twin flame or manifesting a twin flame, because these techniques you can do by yourself as well. But especially when you get in that reunion, if you want to fast forward things, I mean, it really saved my marriage, because like I have very high expectations of marriage, and not that my marriage was anything wrong with it, but like the level of intimacy this brought us was huge. And then kissing is absolutely essential, because, you know, and I work with a lot of couples, and I'm sure when they come to me, they usually have issues, but I don't know, generally speaking, how many couples like French kiss, but from my experience, not that many. Think Kundalini, think tongue, think snake. The kissing, when you are kissing someone, you are passing information back and forth. The tongue, think of the tongue as an electrical circuit. It is connected to the human brain, which is connected to the central nervous system, which is the Kundalini. You know, the spinal cord, the brain is the central nervous system connected to the tongue. That is the Kundalini. The central nervous system is where the Kundalini is. So when you're kissing that person, what I was told by spirit is you're passing codes back and forth. So let's say that, you know, we haven't seen each other for a week and he goes to a spiritual retreat. I do something. It doesn't even have to be a spiritual retreat. He goes somewhere. I go somewhere. We have different experiences going on. We come back. Okay. We need to make sure that we evolve together. We need to make sure that we're on the same page. So in order to do that, it's communication, not just verbal communication. When you kiss each other and your tongues are touching each other and you're breathing each other's breath, and you're communicating energetically with one another, you're saying, you're upgrading. Like when you get a software download for your iOS, you're bringing it up to date. That's what you're doing with that person. You're bringing them up to date in their iOS. You're like, okay, let me give you my, let's go ahead and connect. Let's plug into each other and give each other the latest information about one another. And that's what you're doing through kissing. So kissing is absolutely huge in relationships. And then what I tell people is, okay, there's a lot of programs around that, you know, through watching pornography or whatever, you know, just try it. Like even doing it for 5 seconds a day, 10 seconds a day. I mean, that's all it takes at first is to do that. But that is huge Kundalini upgrades with one another. So in attracting your twin flame, you know, I like to do what's called reverse engineering whenever I manifest, and that is go to the end and be like, is there some sort of reason I'm not going to want this? So when you think of attracting your twin flame, think of totally exposing yourself, being vulnerable, you know, being intimate with that person, you know, kissing that person in a way that you've never kissed anybody else, sharing everything with that person, showing that person all your shadows. Okay, go to that energy and tell me whether you're comfortable or not. Are you comfortable with that? If you are, okay, once you get comfortable with that energy, get comfortable with it, work through that stuff, then when the universe knows, okay, she's ready for this or he's ready for this, then it starts to completely line up and create synchronicities and synergetic incidents around you getting to that point. I call that reverse engineering. Go to the outcome and then back up. So, you know, that's one of the first things I do with people is, okay, let's go to what you think you want. Now, how much do you really want this? And then I go over kissing with them. Always teach them tantra, the breath work, looking into each other's eyes. Now, also with the tantra to get you ready to meet a twin flame. Like I have on my website, I have a 30-day tantra series, where the first part of the video is you working by yourself on your own tantra, and the second part is when you have a couple, when you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend that you're working with that person. So it's basically the same technique solo versus with somebody else. But even getting yourself prepared. So if you're somebody who is in a relationship that feels really rocky and you feel like you're lost, you don't know what to do, or you're somebody who wants to manifest their twin flame, start doing the solo tantra exercises by yourself. Pull a mirror out, look at a mirror. I can't tell you how many women, and once again, it's women, because I counsel way more, or I coach way more women than men, but men too. Pull the mirror out, and I can't tell you how many women are very uncomfortable with this, and look at yourself in the mirror. Look in your eyes. If you can't do that, there's just no way you're going to manifest that true twin flame relationship, because you can't even look at yourself. So you're not going to manifest someone who totally looks at you. That's completely uncomfortable. So look at yourself in the mirror. Give yourself that deep, deep eye contact, and then start complimenting yourself. You know, really bring out that goddess. You know, do goddess movements, do God movements, you know, bring out that priest or priestess within you, you know, in front of the mirror, be that person that you want that twin flame to look at. You know, start working through those issues. Look in your eyes and start complimenting yourself. Start telling yourself, you know, go through your own shadow energies. So what's something that you wouldn't want anybody to know about that's in your closet? Start saying it while you're looking at yourself in the mirror. And then practice forgiveness, non-judgment, unconditional love, compassion, mercy, grace. Start working on yourself through this. Take yourself out on the perfect date. You know, start to connect energetically to your twin flame. So I actually think this is a really cool technique, and that is we've already experienced everything that we're going to experience because there's no such thing as time. Once again, back to that reverse engineering, we just need to remember that we remember. We need to remember it. So, you know, in the dream state, I believe we work on a lot of stuff. It's a very magical state. I believe that we can navigate through the dream state with intention. So, you know, when you're lying down and you're relaxing, like right before bed, take a deep breath, start your own microcosmic orbit, you know, start your own, you know, feel sensual, feel desire within you. Whatever you have to do to bring yourself to that point is fine. And then start to orbit your energy with the intention of connecting to your twin flame. So what you're doing is you're breathing, because energy work is breath, because breath is life force, which is God creator source. You're breathing that God creator source energy, you know, as you activate your kundalini in your heart space. And then your intention is, okay, I'm going to send my orbit to my twin flame, to my real twin flame, you know, and you've already given it direction. Being in your heart space means you're in that God creator source energy. So there's no trickster spirits going to come in during that time at all. You're sending it to your true twin flame. And what you're doing is you're awakening that person. You're saying, hey, I'm ready for you. Come to me. And you can even get really creative with that. And you can put like the, you can invite Saint Germain in and do like the violet purple flame. Put that around it, you know, say, you know, Saint Germain, come and help me with this, you know, feel, see, experience that violet triple flame around you, embody that as you do the microcosmic orbit and connect with your true twin flame. And then when you do that type of manifestation, you know, feel yourself just let that go. And as you let that go, the universe takes control then, because you've surrendered into your own manifestation. So then you'll notice signs and synchronicities coming up. And this is where, you know, if you read about twin flame reunions or you experience them, they're very spontaneous. So I know that, you know, with my husband, when I met him, it was completely unexpected. Like the first time I ever met him, I did not even think that I was ever going to be meeting a twin flame, because it was very fresh after the end of one relationship. So, you know, it's very unexpected, and you got to trust the universe. You have to surrender into the knowing that you're going to be okay, and don't invest too much time in thinking about it, because sometimes when I work with people, I realize that when they've invested this time in thinking about it, they're often scared that they're going to be alone or this isn't going to happen for them. What are they doing wrong? And then once again, I always remind them to focus inward on themselves. And then when you go through the twin flame journey, there's, you know, whether it be the false or real twin flame, there's levels of being the chaser and the runner, which I do want to tell people about, because when you are the runner and you have someone chasing you, you never think that you can be the chaser and they can be the runner. You know, it's just not something that you think about. So when you're aware that this stuff is going to happen, when it happens, then it's like you're ready for it. And the reason that happened, you know, I'll give myself as an example with my husband. It kind of went back and forth. But at the way beginning, I was the chaser. You know, I just like knew right when I saw him, it was amazing. And he was just like, no, you know, he dated somebody else. And then years later, when we came back together, I was the runner. He was the chaser. So it was totally switched roles where I was just like, you know, and he was like, come on, let's go out. Let's do this. And I was very, very resistant to going out with him. I think because of what happened, I felt like he, I guess, was a player after what he did to me, you know, when I first met him. And you know, I ran from him, he chased. And then finally, when I got over that, you know, I started coming towards him. And then when I was coming towards him, he was like, whoa, 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 I wasn't expecting this. Like, she really wants to be intimate with me. Like, I was giving him my 100%. He wasn't used to me giving my 100%. So he was like, kind of threw him off. And he was, his stuff sort of started coming up, a lot of his abandonment issues with his, in reference to his mother, and resentment towards that whole, his whole family dynamic started coming up, and I could feel it was like a screen door in between us. So then I was the chaser. And finally, you know, once you work through those stages, you come to a point where you both are kind of through that. You trust each other enough where you start to talk to one another about it. Like, so now, and I think the running and chasing happens a lot. Like, people, as you get to deeper levels of intimacy, you're gonna pull back, because the levels of intimacy that you get to, once again, with the twin flame are intense. So you're not used to it. You're uncomfortable. You've got to be like, you got to know you're safe and protected. So there's going to be an element of that runner and chaser for a while. But the key is to talk about it, to process through it, do your tantra, kiss, breathe each other's breath, you know, make this a conscious effort. And, you know, one of my rules with my husband is I will not hold a grudge for longer than 20 minutes. Like, basically, if he does something or I perceive something as like hurtful, or I don't like the way something goes, I don't fester. Like, I don't just like hold it in for a year later, 2 years later, because that's through my relationship counseling. That's one of the hugest things that people do. I'll say, we need to talk about this now. And, you know, he says it's like being on Oprah a lot of the times, but we purge it, you know, we get through it. So my 20 minute rule, you know, talk about it. You know, a lot of couples therapists say don't go to bed angry. I totally agree with that. Talk about it. Have a clean slate. Like, and as you do that, you're going to get to know each other more and more and more. And then you can trust that the person's going to talk to you, because I know with this twin flame relationship I'm in, that trust, because when you're in this deep of intimacy, one of the biggest fears are, oh my God, if this person left me, I don't know what I would do. My whole world would be, you know, crumbling around me. So you've got to have a level of security to go deep into a relationship. So one of the things that have helped me in this relationship is knowing that if there's something wrong, this man's, we made a deal. He's going to tell me within 20 minutes if there's something wrong. I'm going to tell him within 20 minutes if there's something wrong. So we'll approach each other and we'll say, hey, this just happened. You know, can maybe we change this? And knowing that that person is going to do that for you, It just takes a lot of stress off. So then you can deepen your relationship. And what I've noticed, and what the guardian parents told me whenever I got married, they said, it's really beautiful, because they told me, they said, you have to trust us. You have to trust that this true love relationship and how courageous both of you are being right now is going to open up portals around you of magic. And, you know, they even wanted us to do some major adjustments in our career, which was like a lot of trusting and surrendering. And they were like, okay, trust us. This is going to work out with you, because you guys are working together. You guys are creating such an amazing platform and foundation that the growth is going to be phenomenal. So we trusted that, you know, we've worked together and we're working together through love. That's the number one thing is, okay, our relationship is everything because it's a reflection of how we're treating ourselves. It's a reflection of like getting into that heart space. Everything else around us just falls in its place. But that's first and foremost. So once again, and I'm going to say this again, I know I've said it like 10 times, you have to be willing to go that deep into intimacy. If your answer to that is yes, I'm ready, and just don't say yes, think about it. Think about it. If you're ready and you set your intention there, you can go on that journey, and anyone can go on that twin flame journey. It's just you deciding in your higher self and on a soul level that I'm ready for this journey, putting your intention to it and focusing on it, which is energy work. And it's not just focused through the brain. It's focused through the heart. It's focused through that Christ consciousness energy, which is compassion, unconditional love, gratitude, you know, those type of frequencies or energies. When you put it out there and you put it out there in that way, there's no choice but for it to come back to you. So you can begin your twin flame journey by doing that. Like I said, it's a beautiful, magical process, and I invite anybody to do that. Let's see if there's anything else that I missed. Okay, so the question too that I often get that I wrote down to talk about really quick is, how do you know when you meet your twin flame? People are different. You hear different stories around this, but knowing that your intention is to do that, you know, even if it's on a higher level, like that's the first thing is, what are your intentions? You know, what do you feel like you're ready for? A sense of excitement, like just like right before I met my true twin flame, I didn't know why I was so happy that day. Like I remember looking at the full moon being like, today's going to be a great day. And I just thought it was because I was going out with my friends. But like there's a level of excitement, and then people will say there's like a surge of energy and just a feeling like you're really connected to the world. Like something is about ready to happen and you know it. There's something in your life that you remember that's going to happen, but you're not yet sure, but it's a feeling that you get. And then in, you know, through myself and with other people I talk to, they'll say lots of times it's very spontaneous. It's totally unexpected. But you guys have agreed on higher levels to come together. And then the recognition, like I remember looking at my twin flame being like, oh, I know this man. Like I know him. And it's, for me, it's kind of like this, when I look at somebody and I know them, it's like they make me stop in my tracks. And it could be so many even makes me do that, but it's like, okay, I remember you. I know you. I know you. Like you feel familiar to me. And you know, that's one of the signs as well. And then, like the first kiss is a big sign, like how you connect through the first kiss, how comfortable you feel in one another's energy. Even when you're in a tumultuous relationship with like a false twin flame, there's a comfort in that energy because it's twin energy. So even when you're fighting, there's a comfort in that twin energy. So it's a feeling of like knowing this person. And then with the twin flame too, like everybody else around you doesn't matter. So whether you're going for the false twin flame or the real twin flame, it's like the whole world could disappear around you and you're so focused on that person. I you know, not many people involved in twin flame relationships have wandering eyes. So that's also a sign. And then I feel like when you're in that energy, whether it be false or real twin flame, you know, it could manifest differently, but portals will open up like different, like your life will just start shifting and changing. You may purge people that, like friends that you have now, maybe you're purging them, you're releasing them because you're moving into different vibrational frequencies of your life. Circumstances around you can shift and change. You know, people even say they have like weight fluctuations because they're releasing. And it's just a feeling of, okay, I'm going someplace different in my reality right now. Okay, so I think I've basically talked about everything I want to talk about with the twin flames and the false twin flame versus true twin flame, the fact that anybody can manifest their twin flame if they're ready and they put their intent and focus on it and they're willing to go through the journey. They don't even have to be ready right now. They just have to be ready and willing to go through the journey, to work at it, to work on yourself, to go into that heart space and, you know, and do what you know you have to do. And you know, you're invited to go to my website, consciousinfinity.net. I have that 30-day tantra program that really helps with this. And it was, well, as my awake course. My awake course is basically about embodying the heart space. But through the process, you know, being authentic, getting to that zero point, and then retrieving. If you're interested in working with people, you also get certifications and reference to do this for other people as well. So I do have that on my website as resources if anybody's interested. Okay, so I think I'm done for the day, Nicole. And I will see everybody next week, Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, or 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you and have a great day.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news, so we all should rush to hear the good news. But we can just find the good news. NFTN, NFTN, News for the Soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN, News for the Soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN, News for the Soul at the very best. Yeah, man, just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me? We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news, you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We not go put none of the negative in there. We not go put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN, News for the Soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN, News for the Soul at the very best. Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Every time, come hear the good news, share the good news. And we all feeling good for the good news.
The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.